The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London at 527. Notre Dame, and you're making some comparisons with the York Minster fire in 1984.
Yeah, 35 years ago. The master stonemason who helped restore York Minster has talked about how the restoration of Notre Dame is, as he put it, quite achievable. The fire in Paris, considerably more than the fire in York, but still similar dilemmas. For instance, repairing the thousands of chips made in stained glass windows. And also the thing about, I mean, one of the problems with the fire is that it had oak beams, and therefore with York Minster they had to decide whether to replace it with oak beams or go with something more fire retardant. So they'll have that decision to make as well. But there is a slight thing as well, which is that a lot of people have pledged a lot of money already to the rebuilding of Notre Dame. The European Council President Donald Tusk called on EU member states to rally round. To which you think, well, really? British taxpayers paid for the York Minster repairs and the Windsor Castle repairs.
Correct.
Surely France can do this, or indeed the Catholic Church, which is one of the richest organisations in the world.
Good on you, Adam. Adam, outstanding comment. Absolutely right. Now, this climate change violence.
Second day, and I mean, while Notre Dame burned, a bunch of protesters were fiddling about, basically blocking traffic in central London. 55 bus routes were waylaid, 500,000 people delayed for the second day running, more than 200 protesters arrested as well. But here's the thing, there's a bit of a worry about this. Here tomorrow, they plan to disrupt the London Underground. So I don't quite get the connection between that and the climate, because generally speaking, the tube network is pretty efficient, etc., etc. But also, why target workers, commuters and tourists? Why not target the lawmakers in government? And the reason for that, Alan, is because they've all gone on holiday.
Mm.
As the EU said, don't waste any time, you know, trying to fix the Brexit solution, but they probably went on 2 weeks' holiday.
Well, I'd lock them all up and then set an exam, 10 questions, and to find out actually how much they know about carbon dioxide and climate change. I'd lock them all up, and you can get out when you get all the answers right. And I'll tell you what.
I'd quite like to lock the MPs up with them, though.
I agree. Good on you, Adam. Stop laughing. Adam Gilchrist, don't we love him? Adam Gilchrist in London.